Welcome, everyone. PCA 2024, live from the Las Vegas Convention Center here in beautiful Las Vegas, Nevada. Not in the scorching summer. Yes, it is March here in Las Vegas, and I'm here with none other to kick things off here with Foundation Cigars' own Nick Melillo. Nick, how are you doing, sir?
Good to see you. Always good to see you guys. You guys, this is the first, we're kicking it off.
I love it. I love that we're kicking it off here. It's fantastic.
And it's great. It's March.
Yes.
Thank God.
I know.
I thrive in this climate. This is my kind of climate.
It's beautiful outside. And look, no cast this time. You know, I mean, everything is a new.
I'm trying to drop some pounds and stay away from,
from unstable ground and tripping and falling.
So from the gout, man. I get the gout from time. It's embarrassing. And now I'm announcing it publicly, but
we're glad to see you up and running. Everything's fantastic with a lot of great things coming. But before we talk about some of the new from Foundation, there's some great exciting things. I really want to go back for the people who weren't here yesterday. We had an awesome opportunity to take part and participate and be present for an amazing presentation that you did for one of our opening day seminars.
Thank you.
And I mean, a little high level, I know you can't go into all of it, everything, but to me, it really seemed like, other than just incredibly informative, how, and we've had a number of conversations about this, Nick, but Connecticut is so important to you. And it seems like you are on a mission to almost save it. Am I picking up the vibe right?
I mean, yeah, to keep the history alive, to keep the valley alive. It's gone through a lot of challenges over the years. And I think the state in general, we have this gem of history. It really is a historical treasure. I think not only of Connecticut, but of the country is the history of cigar tobacco in the state. And I think, you know, we see it as cigar smokers on boxes from time to time, but we really don't, you know really about the history of it or what's going on currently. And I think it's important for cigar smokers and shops, you know, to know, so we can continue to support Connecticut and keep the history alive.
What do you think is the single biggest threat to what has been a way of life and part of the land's history for more than two centuries?
Unfortunately, it's always government regulation becomes the potential biggest threat. Labor is a big threat. You know, the cost of labor right now is tremendous for small farmers. You know, labor costs, they kind of keep going up. You know, people think about it at big corporations, you know, Walmart, they can afford more, but people don't realize that they're kind of jeopardizing small businesses and especially small farmers. The valley in Connecticut, it consists of a ton of small family farm operations. Some of them have been operating since the 1700s, some 1800s, but it becomes very difficult. The costs, as everybody knows, the cost of everything is going up. So that's a huge threat, just in general. And then the weather, you know. Right. So the other two we can kind of control. The weather has been a challenge. So a lot of rain over the past 5 years. You know, a couple years ago, the Coop, keep it down over there, Coop. The weather's been a challenge. So this past growing season, it was the third rainiest Connecticut summer on record.
Third. Wow.
Third.
Okay.
5 years ago, I think it was 4 or 5 years ago, it was the first. So unfortunately, we're not getting the yields that we want all the time. So 4 years ago, 20% of the crop came out. 20%. So 20% over the total acreage came out. A good portion of that is not passable for premium handmade cigars. It goes into the mass market. So then you have an even smaller percentage that can make it onto the premiums. So hence brands like ours, like Tabernacle, we can't make as many because we don't have the tobacco. Then it's got to go into 2 years of fermentation until it's ready. So this poses a lot of challenges.
And we're not just talking about broadleaf, which has been the elephant in the room for the last few years as point of discussions. I mean, we're talking about Havana seed. We're talking about shade. We're talking about it all.
Yeah.
Now talk a little bit about, you have you mentioned yesterday, and, you know, we're really good friends with Chris Topper and his family.
Yeah.
And then, of course, the Foster family as well, which you have a very special relationship with.
Yeah.
I was really interested to hear about how he operates a little bit and how your partnership with him has kind of bore fruit over the last few years or over longer than that, of course.
Yeah.
But talk a little bit about partnership.
John Foster, I met in Nicaragua in 2003. I was 24. He was 26. So we're around the same age. So we've had this relationship now for over 20 years. He's on the same mindset of seeing the potential and the vision of the valley. You have a lot of older farmers that have gotten out of the business because of all these challenges that I've mentioned.
Right.
Exactly. So they end up going, they sell their farms for solar farms. They've sold their farms for residential developments. Fortunately, there's a lot of land that's earmarked for the next 100 years for farmland. So it all can't be destroyed because it's protected. But John has the same vision as I do. We have the same vision of what we see for the valley and the potential of the valley, and that it's still alive. And we're working together to promote the valley because we feel rising tides, you know, raises all boats.
Well, and I think you just made my point for me, but you talk a lot about vision, Nick. And that's been clear from day one with you. I remember we've had this discussion at a point where, like, you know, when you first came out with your name, Foundation Cigar Company, I didn't get it. And I told you this. I've told you the story. I didn't get it.
Yeah.
And now, after, you know, after the years of storytelling and what you've built on the literal foundation, it's very clear that you are not only have a vision, but you seek out people who share in that vision. And that's with people like John Foster, your partnership with Abdel. Of course. And now this is where I'll kind of use this as a segue. I mean, we're going to talk about a very new and exciting project that you've got, bringing the wise man over to the Garcia family at my father. Talk a little bit about how this has come to fruition a little bit.
You know, so I made a very difficult choice to discontinue Wawense and Wise Man Maduro. This was a very difficult because this Wawense is my baby. It's the first project I came out with.
You know how
at
much
the
I
show,
love it. Yeah.
2015. The Wawense, you know, in 2015, nobody knew Foundation. Obviously, we were just launching. Nobody really knew my background or my history, except for the hardcore smokers and the hardcore shops. So that's why I developed Wawense, because I knew they would get it. It was targeted towards the people that knew who I am and my history. I knew they would be able to get, obviously I knew the name would be very difficult to pronounce. It's difficult for Spanish speakers to pronounce because it's indigenous to Nicaragua. So I think it served a place in time for us.
Okay.
And I felt now, just about 10 years in, it was time for a change. I think the brand kind of peaked as far as how many smokers it could really reach.
Okay.
You know, outside of it, it kind of stayed in the same kind of it didn't really grow the way our other brands are growing over the years. And I think that's because it's hard for people to obviously pronounce. Then I had this opportunity with Pepin Garcia and my father and, you know, Jaime, their grandson, Jandy, who's been really instrumental in this project. And I've known Pepin since 2003. I met him when he first came to Nicaragua. I was 24. You know, I met him in a little room tobacco, and he was rolling and rolling his own blends. And I was just always learning and trying to, you know, learn from him early on. And then I've seen his rise over the years, which has been just unbelievable. So that opportunity arose, and I felt it was a good time to kind of mark the next stage of Foundation to release new blends under the Wise Man brand.
It's something we're so excited for. I mean, you know, we've been talking about this, how the last few years, everything that the Garcias have been putting out is just absolutely fire. And it all stems back to the tobacco. You know, they went through some transitions as well, and now they've got like what we've called they've got a really good handle on their inventory, and now they're cooking with ingredients that they know they love. And that's obviously stuff that you saw and it probably made this decision very easy for you. While it was difficult, the decision to part with them was very, probably very easy for you.
Yeah.
But this is very exciting. So, you know, the wise man has now a Corojo and a Maduro.
Yes.
Can you just share a little bit about the, like, when can we expect to see these on shelves?
100%. Yeah. So we're hoping for mid-April.
Okay.
I think by the time they get into shops' hands, it's going to be mid to probably the end of April. They should be actually prepping a ship now from Nicaragua. So by the time the containers get here, we'd be looking at mid-April. There's four sizes in both the Maduro and the Corojo. We have the Corona, the 5x48, the 5x50, Robusto, 6x52, Toro, and then I went with the Double Corona. We sell a lot of Double Coronas.
You certainly do. It's a great size. That I love
and
that you do.
Let me tell you, the Double Corona and this, and then also the Axum, I've been smoking a lot at the office because I have time in the office. You know, these blends are, I think, really unique and different than anything else in our portfolio. Both of them use fillers from Condega, Esteli, and Jalapa. So the three main growing regions.
Oh, that's great.
Double binder from Esteli and Jalapa, which is unique compared to anything else.
Garcias love that double binder. That's like their signature.
You know, it adds a level of depth and complexity to the blends. Mm-hmm. So very, very unique. It really adds that another level as you're smoking, you know, through the cigar. I think the Corojo is a really perfect medium-bodied smoke. Mm-hmm. You know, I think it's for more of a novice smoker, but also for the experienced smoker. Really unique sweetness. Okay, the Corojo tobacco that's coming from Pepin and all their farms. This uses tobacco from all of their farms.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So it's very unique. There's a sweetness to it that I think is really unique. Nice cedar, light spice, not overwhelming. So I think if you like the Wawense, you're gonna love this even more.
It sounds like right up my alley.
The Maduro is a San Andreas Mexican, also from the three major growing regions, Condega, Jalapa, Esteli, double binder. It's a little bit different blend based on the wrapper.
Yeah.
But it's definitely bolder. So there's more Viso Ligero in this blend.
Now, what I love about this is the design. It has essences. I'll use that word. It has essences of the original El Wawense and Wise Man Maduro.
Yes.
But it is very distinct and unique.
Yes.
You know, moving on to the new thing that we've got. So there was a cigar last year that was released, Matapa, but now it's undergone. And look, we have the Axum now available.
Yes. Unfortunately, we had an issue with the Matapa trademark. And instead of getting into, as you know, in our industry, trademarking is totally insane.
Yes.
So instead of kind of wasting time having to deal with getting into that, I decided to rebrand under Axum. It is the same cigar. Whereas the Wise Man, this is completely different blends. The Axum is the same as Matapa. It is a Sumatra Ecuador wrapper, which I've never used on a project before. To me, the Sumatra Ecuador has a very unique flavor profile.
Mm-hmm.
This is a seed that was brought to Ecuador from my studies through the Canary Islands, which was using Sumatra seed in the late 1800s. There was a migration from the Canary Islands to Ecuador in the late 1800s, and they brought with them Sumatra seed.
Oh, okay.
Okay, and that was the beginning. It's one of the more popular kind of wrappers in Ecuador because that Sumatra seed took very well to the cloud cover of Ecuador, less sun exposure, produces a very silky, flavorful Sumatra seed wrapper. To me, it has a bit of a bitterness to it. So I use Connecticut broadleaf binder on it to kind of balance out, which I think adds a nice complexity to the blend. And it's rich. I think it's flavorful. It's complex.
It's really,
I've been smoking through them like cotton candy.
I've never smoked cotton candy. I'll take your word for it.
It's an interesting smoke.
But it's interesting you mentioned the texture because I think the silkiness is something that's very unique about it. It's something that I certainly have noticed. and then the blend itself is really outstanding as well. Well, we can't wait to start trying the new Wise Man's, the Corojo and the Maduro, which will be coming to shelves in late April, and then the Axum is available now.
And
correct?
The Axum I work at with Abdel mm-hmm. on that. So the binder on that is actually the Connecticut broadleaf that we haven't used on the Tabernacle.
Oh wow!
Blend. So, you know, we had a home for the wrapper. So this is all the tobacco that doesn't pass as wrapper. That's the binder.
Oh, wow.
And that's been 3 to 4 years aging because we've been setting it aside, and I haven't had a project for it. So, Abdel has done an amazing job with Connecticut Broadleaf. He has the great challenge of working with me on the Connecticut Broadleaf. It's tough tobaccos to work with, take a lot of time. So we're super excited.
Fantastic. Well, Nick, thank you so much for your time today.
Pleasure,
This has been really exciting stuff that we've got coming on. Mission to Save Connecticut. Make sure that you support local farmers, local brick and mortar, and make sure that we give back to the people that are giving back to the great state of Connecticut, like Nick Melillo here. So thanks, Nick.
Appreciate it. Thank you, guys.
All right, everybody. We'll see you soon.
Peace.